I arrived in England at the age of 3 in December 1959 from Iraq, although my parents were born and brought up in India, but then after partition they went to Pakistan, and then after Pakistan they went to Iraq. And so because of the political situation in Iraq, they had to move again for the second time. So we arrived in Highbury, near Highbury Barn, and rented a place there. And so our GP was on Highbury New Park, the Dr. Miller and Dr. Hancock, actually, both male doctors, traditional, but very good, very experienced. But John Scott Health Centre was the health centre where you were referred to for other issues, other sort of general, sort of like, you know, I suppose, what's it called, primary care support. I know I went there as a child, and I can't remember in what context I went. I remember going there and being obviously in awe of this lovely building, and it was big, and being taken there by my dad. I think it must have been some sort of monitoring, because I was a sickly child. I used to have terrible pains in my stomach. And I was also very small and very light, so maybe it was monitoring, things like that. Or it could have been teeth. I can't remember, but I know I was taken there. I also remember going with my mum, because my brother and sister are 10 years younger than, 10 years and 9 years younger than me, and I remember accompanying my mum to a baby clinic and seeing all these babies and this nurse, or what looked like a matron in a white cloth, and basically like weighing scales, obviously they weren't, putting the babies into them and this tissue paper underneath the babies. I just remember watching this in awe. I was really fascinated. It was very different to I took my babies. I can't remember the cots. I think they were brought there by the mothers on a certain day, but there were quite a lot of screaming babies. Yes, I do remember that. And that must have been at the John Scott Health Centre, because we walked there. Because we lived just off Highbury New Park, and so it was walking distance through the flats. I don't think I went to a dentist when I was a child, a proper dentist. And I think the school might have referred us there if they felt we needed some sort of extra care. You know, we'd have regular school checks, and they would be the ones who'd suggest further treatment. Yeah, it's just really, I just remember, you know, this really nice big space, and I think I remember the stairs. I didn't go upstairs in those days. I have been upstairs for other things. I think it's when I took Layla for her hearing test. She had hearing audiology, that's right, so I think we went upstairs for that. Antenatal would have been, some of it would have been done there. I mean, we were Whittington Hospital for Layla and Homerton Hospital for the other two. But I did have to go to John Scott for my iron injections quite a lot, because I suffer from pernicious anemia and my iron just drops during pregnancy. So, yeah, so I'd have to go there for that and occasionally for blood tests and things, yeah.